Has lapatinib been looked at in women with HER2-negative tumors?
It was. In the inflammatory trial that Neil Spector presented, there were two cohorts, and there was an arm where you didn't have to be positive, and that arm really didn't show a response at all.
What do you see as the next step with lapatinib, both in clinical research and clinical practice?
Well, an expanded access program has already been initiated for patients who've already had anthracycline, taxane, and trastuzumab. The approval is moving along through the FDA, and it could be approved in the not-too-distant future. And I think studies looking at lapatinib in combination with trastuzumab will be very important. Preclinical data suggests that there's synergy there. They work by very different mechanisms on the HER2 molecule, and so they really could add. The next intergroup adjuvant trial will use as a backbone an AC paclitaxel chemo regimen, and one arm will get the year of trastuzumab, one arm will get both added together, and then the third arm that's under negotiation is lapatinib alone without any trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that from Edith Perez, and after the Herceptin data came out, you really wonder about that arm without the Herceptin.
I entirely agree, actually. I have polled some of my patients and some of my colleagues and asked them if they'd feel comfortable with that arm. In Seattle, there is a discomfort. They'd like at least maybe 9 weeks per that Finnish HER2 study that showed that 9 weeks had some benefit in the adjuvant setting. Ethically, I don't think it's an inappropriate arm. I think that what will reassure us is head-on comparison data of the two drugs in the metastatic setting. And if they're looking fairly equal, then I think it will be easier to accrue.
So that was in refractory patients. I guess what you'd love to see would be upfront.
Absolutely.
Trastuzumab alone. Is that going to get done?
That will be done. Interestingly, you know, last year, before all, you know, the big exciting break in this big trial, we were advising that we really needed that to push it as a single agent into the earlier stage setting. You know, upfront single agent lapatinib has been done in patients who haven't received trastuzumab in other parts of the world where trastuzumab is not readily available. And the response rates and time to progression there as a single agent compared virtually identical. I mean, there are historical controls, and you take it with all those caveats, but the response rate and time to progression were virtually identical to that seen when trastuzumab was used as a first-line single agent. Chuck Vogel had published on that years ago. So good activity as a single agent, comparable to that previously seen with trastuzumab. We need the comparison, and it might be that that has to be done in other parts of the world, that we can't do it here because we can get ready access to the trastuzumab.